I missed a good chunk of the movie, but Tara Reid was in it, and she was looking good.
Mm-hmm. She had those jumbo yum-yums.
The titties weren't out yet.
Yeah.
I did want to smash Tara
Reid. Did she get a boob job?
Of course.
Yeah.
Remember her titty popped out, and she didn't know what was happening?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it was all fucked. The nipple was all fucked up and stitched together.
Yeah. Is but that what all boob jobs look like?
I think she just got in a bad one. Well, or maybe it was healing.
Reductions are the ones that look bad.
I've seen reductions.
I think I've seen one too.
Evidence. I mean, we should pass legislation that makes women.
100%. There's never. Listen, your body, your choice, except for titty reductions. Yeah.
I'm not a political
get as
guy.
Many abortions as you want.
I'm not a political
carve guy. That mm-hmm. pussy up like a rotisserie chicken. I don't give a fuck.
There's nothing political
keep
about
the titties pure and like God.
What about for
them.
A sex change?
That's fine. Get as long as you get big tits.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying if you get a reduction because you're getting top surgery because you want to become a man.
If you have hairy cherry titties, yes, you can chop them off.
Yeah.
But if they're still hairless and look good. Sorry.
So you're going to tell trans men that they
trans
can't
men, you got to get hairy chests.
Mm-hmm. I disagree.
If you have a hairless chest, you
what
can't
kind of, what kind
lock
of surgery?
Your titties
if you
off.
Get any kind of like physical surgery, what would you do? Be taller, hair again, anything, but you only get one.
Uh huh. I would get my hands made larger.
Yeah.
I don't like the size of my hands. I feel like I have women's hands.
I would.
It's always bothered me.
That's
I would,
it.
I mean, I don't
you
really
do anything.
The only
that's the one you pick.
The only like
you wanna,
insecurity.
You upgrade your hands like 10%.
Every other part of your 10% body.
10% bigger
like
hands?
Every other part of your body is like a bitch body part.
Your stupid nose.
I'm not really
your
insecure about
face.
Anything, including my chest cavity.
But here's the thing. If you had bigger hands, the rest of you would look as tiny as it actually is.
I don't care, dude. You know when people go to Disneyland? And you know when people go to Disneyland, they get Mickey hands?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you
I'd
look
want
that.
That
big.
Yeah, I would get huge ass hands.
Actually, wait, now that you said that, that seems pretty cool.
Yeah.
Would you wear? Would you
I
wear,
would just get a job Hulk in a factory, fist? And they would be like, ah, fuck, it's the guy that's good at everything.
I know.
I'd be like, oh, what are we doing? Putting cars together? And then I'm just with my giant...
Mm-hmm.
Just man paw.
Yeah, just fucking
yeah,
five and a
hands.
Half foot hands putting the cars
five and
together.
A half
feet. Just, yeah. Just
ripping a fucking pickup in half.
Yeah, just manhole cover sized hands putting cars together.
That'd be cool.
And they're like, if this guy's saving America.
Mm-hmm. You could fuck five bitches with each finger.
No, I would go antlers.
Ooh, you would want
giant
antlers.
Fucking elk antlers.
Okay. That's cool.
That would be sick.
And those are possible? Really big.
They grow and then they fall off every season.
Your neck would have to be
my
much
neck would
stronger.
Become sick, dude.
Yeah.
And it would carry all the way down my posterior chain.
That is
see,
true.
That's the thing. Is like if I just had the antlers, you're talking about walking around with 70 pounds on your head all day long. You would be ripped.
You would be ripped.
You would be in such good shape.
That is true.
And I'd be like 6'7".
Yeah.
So
I get everything out of it.
That's so true. True, you
I
would
know.
Be tall technically.
I get the stats. Yeah. I'm fucking in shape as hell, and I have antlers.
That's true.
Well, not when the antlers fall off, then you go back to being 5'3".
Yeah,
that's just
true.
For the fucking winter.
Just for the, but then you stay indoors.
Shit,
you hibernate.
I'm talking about beach body, big ass antlers,
big ass antlers,
huge
popping
neck.
Volleyballs as you walk by.
I don't know. I think that if you got the antler surgery, I think people would think you're a bit of a show off.
No, I am.
I
a,
love it.
I am
they're like, oh,
off.
Here comes Nick. He's such
yeah.
a, what a diva. Him and his big ass
antlers.
I
literally am a show off.
He would be.
It would be cool.
All right,
I'd
all
love
right.
to have those antlers.
Mine, I want everything the same, but I can dunk. I would want like an incredible vertical leap. I would want to be able to dunk,
look at,
to jump like.
I'm
so you get the
antlers.
Extra bone
that
back.
That would be
cool.
me.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I would look
that,
like.
Those are much bigger than I even.
Those are huge antlers.
Those are really wide.
Yeah,
that's
I'm
like
not talking
6 feet wide.
I'm not talking about a deer, dude. I'm talking about elk antlers.
Elk.
Just a whole fucking rack. I can keep my guns on.
That's
it.
True.
Mm-hmm.
Just rifles.
Yep.
You could
put shit up.
All
there.
My outfits. You know,
mm-hmm.
you can use it as
yeah,
a closet.
As a closet.
I have like 3 or 4 track suits on hangers coming off my fucking antlers.
I love it.
That would rule.
Yeah.
Yeah,
doorways would be really annoying.
No,
for
I'd
you.
Just smash through that shit.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
I would fucking just get a good distance
mm-hmm.
from them,
uh-huh.
and then charge at the fucking doorway and just smash through it. With
you get good
hand,
at like. Fighting. You would like start like headbutting
and
people
then, at restaurants. They get mad at me, and you know I'd be like, "What the fuck are you gonna do about it?"
Yeah,
mm-hmm. you don't
fuck
even,
your
you don't
chandelier,
know what
bitch.
Species I am.
Yeah.
I might fuck your wife and create some sort of abomination.
Mm-hmm.
Better look out.
Some chimera.
It'd be funny if there was a superhero who was like,
threatening people. That's the thing you're most excited about with antlers.
Hell yeah.
Watch out, bro.
Mm-hmm. It'd be funny if you were a superhero.
Just tipping them at police officers. Sir, do not do that. I'm sorry. I'm just going back to minding my own business.
You were
they have their guns drawn on your antlers.
Fucking asshole.
Stand down. Stand down, sir.
Yeah.
There's just lasers, like lasers pointing at all your, every point of the antler.
Yeah.
My beautiful antlers.
Just me and Adam having a huge fight in the middle of Times Square. Yeah, him with his giant hands.
Yeah.
And my antlers thrashing.
I'm jumping everywhere, dude. I got a 10-foot vertical. I'm hopping around. Just a little fat ball. So doing like flips and shit in the sky.
You would get the extra bone that black people have in their knees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would get whatever.
And then you would get antlers.
Mm-hmm.
I would get, it would be funny if you like put on a superhero costume at night, you were fighting crime as like Elkman.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then during the day, you like worked as a reporter or whatever, but you still had the antlers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're just wearing a little hat over them that's poking through.
Yeah.
The antlers are completely poking.
And they're like, no one knows who this antler is.
I like that, dude.
Yeah.
Wow. We really figured it out here, boys.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I can't wait to dunk, dude.
I always like that you never really see, and I have never read any comic books ever.
You see that shit?
My stepsister's husband has fucking sepsis.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he's in the hospital right now.
What is that? Like, shit gets in your blood?
It's a blood infection, but, like, you have, like, 50% of the time you fucking die. I gotta, like,
damn.
Yeah, how did he get it? From what?
I don't know. I just
from
I found
an
out
infection?
I found out yesterday, but they're all at the hospital.
Damn.
Yeah.
Sucks, dude. Hope that guy doesn't die.
Yeah, shout out.
Shout out to the boy.
Yeah, don't die, man.
Yeah. Keep kicking, brother.
Yeah.
That is not the person we were talking about from earlier.
Oh, yeah, it's not. No, yeah. I guess I get. It seems like he's going to be okay, but that shit is.
Yeah,
like,
that sucks.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's insane.
Yeah.
You just die from the dumbest shit of all time, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, people are pretty fucking fragile.
I know.
Not me, though. I have antlers.
Powerful beast. You just fucking come in and do the next one on just, fucking Saturday. Nick's just
me
like,
running through Central Park being hunted by the Jumanji
nude,
guy.
Completely naked. Ripped, though, because you're fucking...
Yeah. Just smelling the ground and looking around.
Yeah. I'm
just avoiding hunters.
Trying to fuck a deer.
Yeah. just trying to... eating fish out of the stream.
Berries.
Hell yeah, dude. I would love that. Mm-hmm. To just be some kind of mythical forest beast.
That's right.
That's hunted for his magic.
For his beautiful magic antlers.
Because society can't understand different people.
Yeah. They cut off my antlers and then there's a hunter holding them. He's like, I can see it now. I can see which hate crimes are fake.
Yeah.
I have the vision.
I remember every show on UPN ever.
Nick without his powers, man. That's sad.
Yeah, he's
dude.
Samson.
That is
sad. But you
sad.
Cut his antlers off.
Thinking about you without your special powers? Oh, my God.
It's like he can make eye contact and have fulfilling emotional relationships. Yeah.
No, he still can't
do
that.
No, he can't,
but doesn't
it's
know.
Just a Renaissance painting of me like bleeding out of my head next to a stream on a rock and some hunter holding it. That would rule.
That would be a cool way to go out, man.
Yeah, dude. I got my antlers ripped off.
If I was a mythical beast, I'd be the horny little satyr.
Yeah.
That little fucking half goat. Well, technically, Hercules was half god. He was a demigod.
Yeah, his mom sucked Zeus's dick. And
Zeus
got
was
pregnant.
Getting pussy, brother.
Yeah.
Zeus was
he's
out there changing
humans.
Forms.
He come down to earth,
fucking bulls,
turn himself into a guy with
fucking
antlers.
Birds.
Yeah. Damn, I wish I had those antlers. That would honestly, that would solve everything.
Mm-hmm.
I feel
not like,
angel
wings.
I've tried all. No. Fuck that, dude.
Huge angel wings.
Like
that movie
about?
Legion.
What are we talking about? Giving up your dick so you could fly?
Yeah.
After 2 days, I'd be like, yeah, fuck this man.
Sucks,
I want my dick
dude.
Back.
This sucks.
Sunburned. You're so close to the sky.
Yeah, I'm my fucking dick.
Yeah, I want to fuck.
I miss my dick.
I miss my dick. I'll take the fucking train.
It's a non-reversible procedure.
Yeah. No wings is the better way to go. Unless they were like robot steel.
I feel like Mr. Macora, what is the symbolic meaning of a man with antlers? It alludes to a concept or an idea of ancient gods of our mythologies of a decent predator and predated relationship.
What?
Bit like a lion is a stoic. I feel like
this seems like it's generated. Like,
yeah, everyone is Chinese. Yeah.
I don't think there is any symbolism.
A stag is masculinity, very pure masculinity. There's no element of nurture or of mothering. It is also the expansion of the mind. Pure masculine mind and consciousness.
Sounds like some Joe Rogan experience. Yeah,
sounds
shit.
A lot better than fucking wings.
Yeah, it really does. Yeah. But flying is cool.
Joe Rogan bit. Now, what do you think? Would you, if I had antlers, just 4.5 hours long. So what we just did, but yeah. 30 minutes longer.
30 minutes longer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's keep talking. Let's see if we can get to 30.
Yeah. I would love it if this is just a six-hour show where, you know, it's just like, right, right, right. So what are some of these alternative medicines that people are looking into? I mean, what are the implications for bodybuilding? Some of this stuff? You know, it's like my mind goes to, you know, we say professional athletes can't use steroids, but if they have genetically modified antlers that they're playing with.
That should be fair. You should be able to play baseball.
Should that be fair? Should women be allowed to have antlers? Should we be allowing women with antlers to compete in mixed martial arts? I don't have these answers.
If two guys with antlers did MMA, it would be kind of boring, though.
I think the antlers, like, women would want to fuck you, and they wouldn't be able to understand why.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with that.
I don't think it would be freakish and, like, off-putting. I think, like...
You would look awesome.
I think like
you would.
They would want to get their cunts stuff.
You would fuck so much.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
She'd be like, I fucked that guy with antlers.
Yeah. Damn, I need antlers.
Does Joe Rogan like? Dude,
yeah, you're right.
Everybody thinks that the dumb shit that spills out of my head is poorly thought out and just the product of like mental illness or stupidity.
Right.
But there's
which
a
it
source.
Is.
Which it's not.
Yeah, which it is. Which but is you not. Stumble into something cool this time.
No. Yeah. Every time. It's a, every time it's a good idea. Every time it's a good idea.
Damn. I would still pick that.
Remember
pick
that
flying,
time
though?
I said I wanted to be a poisonous gas?
That was awesome.
That's also.
That good. Was really funny.
A poisonous gas with antlers.
Oh, you have to pick, brother. Because the gas has no form.
Mm-hmm.
No mortal coil.
Yeah. I guess Satan has antlers.
No, those aren't antlers.